Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shkalam Dav Chav Chesed. We are starting about a quarter of the way in at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah, B'shal Emer Kevesh V'chulu, and in Vilna Tzurusav, it's about two-thirds of the way in, Tes Zayin Obeyes, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas B'yaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said that the Kevesh Para, the ramp that was built for the Kohanim who were working with the Para Aduma to prevent them from becoming Tamei, that was built with the Trumas HaLishka money, whereas Abishal argued that it came from the personal funds of the Kohanim G'daylim. So now the Gemara tells us, there's a great gaiva, great haughtiness with the sons of the Kohanim G'daylim. They spent more than 60 kikarim of zav, 60 talents of gold, which is an incredible amount of money on this ramp. And there was ready a kevesh for the paraduma standing and ready. No kohen gadol would bring the paraduma on the kevesh that was built by the previous one. He would destroy it, and he would build a new one with his own money. And that's very haughty. Why not use the one from the previous kohen gadol? However, Hasar of Ula, Kumi of Mana, Rav Ula's in front of Mana, Vahatani, we have a brayso, Shimon HaTzadik, Shtei Parais Asal, the Shimon HaTzadik, this great Kohen Gadol, he ended up bringing two Parais Adumas, Alebi Kevesh, Haitzi Azu, Haitzi Azu. He didn't bring them on the same Kevesh, he made sure to build a separate Kevesh for each one of them. And this Chomei Rav Shimon HaTzadik, Shichet Toya, are you going to say that Shimon HaTzadik had Gaiva, he had this haughtiness to him? It can't be. It has to be there's some other reason why they would build a separate ramp for every single Paraduma that was brought. So, my Kedain, what's Pshat? What's going on over here? The answer is, it's a special milah, it's a chavivos, it's showing how beloved the mitzvah is. As we had explained in the Mishnah, it was very rare to have a paraduma. So if a kohen gadol had this chus, that during his tenure, it was a kosher paraduma that was found, he would make sure to build his own ramp with his own money, even though there was an existing ramp, just to show his chavivos for the mitzvah. It wasn't because of haughtiness, rather out of love for the mitzvah. Now we just have one more din about this ramp. Tani was taught in Braisa, Zizan ukasalan hayu yatsin mikan mikan. There's protrusions and walls coming out of both sides of the ramp, so Kohanim shouldn't look and become Tamei. Remember, the whole idea of this ramp is that the Kohanim who were working with the Parah Aduma didn't become Tamei, and therefore they had to be elevated above the ground so they don't walk over a kever. Even if we don't know for sure there was a kever there, we'd explain there were Chayshesh, maybe there's a kever there, and that's why, says his Braiso, we have to build walls and protrusions so that while they're walking on this ramp, they don't peek over the edge, because then maybe they're going to be mahil over a mace, maybe there's going to be a body there, there's going to be some Toma there, and they're going to become Tamei, and the whole thing will be a waste. According to other Pshatim, it's that other people shouldn't put their hands inside and touch the Kehanim be Matame them. Either which way, this was meant as an extra prevention so that the Kehanim didn't become Tame. And going to the next part of Mishnah, we had said Meister Shar Alishka, and there was Machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What's done with the Meister Shar Alishka? Rabbi Kiva said that we buy Yenish Shman Muslasais, we buy extra ingredients, sell them, and the profit is for the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argued, we don't do that with Hekdesh. Now, this Gemara is going with the reason that why this is Usser is because maybe they're going to end up losing money, and then Hekdesh is going to lose money on this. We don't want Hektish to lose money. So therefore, the Gemara tells us, Elim Mutter. If he, the Gizbar, the treasurer of Hektish that would be doing this whole business deal, if he decides to accept any losses upon himself and any gains would go to Hektish, then it's permitted according to Bikiva, no problem. Just like this fellow Barzmina, the money or the inheritance of Yisaimim was deposited by him. He was the manager, he was the apotropos, and also Shalar Rav Mana, he went to ask Rav Mana, can I do business deal with it? Can I invest it? And it'll be 50-50. Any losses will be split 50-50, and any gains will be split 50-50, and there's a big chance of this benefiting the Yusaimim, that their estate is going to grow because of my investments. So Amr Leir of Mana told him, on top, in bias, di hefsida di dach, va'agra di tarvechain, shari, if you want to do it, then all the losses are yours, and the gains will be split in half, so then it's permitted, that way you're not going to cause them any loss, so it's fine, you can get involved in this, they only stand to gain, so it's fantastic. And Rav Chiya bar Ada, spakad gabei malo di asmin, Rav Chiya bar Ada, he had money of Yusaimim deposited by him, va'avad kain, and he did this. Now going to the last part of the Mishnah, where we had a three-way machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Chananya Sganu Kehanim, regarding what's done with Meiser Peiros, Meiser Truma, and Meiser Nesachim. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, Zeve ze, lo yahu moedim Peiros. This one and that one don't agree by Peiros. And so now we explain this whole thing. The Gemara tells us, and here we have a little of a girsa change, Masnisen, Rabbi Shmuel hi. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, meaning the first opinion in this section of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that Meiser Peiros go for Kayetz HaMizbeach, and the question is, what is Meiser Peiros? And so we're saying that that's going like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in the previous stage of the Mishnah, the one that we were just discussing. And that's what the Gemara continues with. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Pasar Masnisi, explains Meiser Peiros, Chayr LaHekdesh. In Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, when he says Meiser Peiros, that's going in the previous stage, as we just said, Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, they were allowed to do business with the funds of Hekdesh. Memelo, this means that the Meiser Peiros, all the extra Yenos, Shmanim, and Slasos, any Schad that's gained from that goes to Hekdesh. And when Rabbi Shmuel says Meiser Nesachim, that those go to Klei Shares, what are these these Meister Nesachim, Zu Saw Revias, that's referring to the fourth Saw. What does it mean, the fourth Saw? So we're going to have a Mishnah later on, which discusses the business dealings that the Gizbar has with contractors who are going to be supplying the Beis HaMikdash with the different Yein Hashmonim and Slosos that they need. And the case over there discussed is, let's say they agree upon a price of four Saw of flour per Sela, then by the time it comes for the supplier to actually give the flour, the price jumped to three Saw per Sela. It's more expensive. The Mishnah tells us that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't lose. He still has to give, based off the original agreement, a four Saw per Sela. And that's what Rav Shmuel is referring to, says Rav Chiya bar Yosef, when he says Meister Nesachim, that's referring to this fourth Saw, this extra one, and that goes for Klei Sharis. Now, we have a different opinion in how to understand Rav Shmuel. Rav Yochanan, Pastor Masnisa, Rav Yochanan explains the Mishnah as Meister Peiros. What's Meister Peiros and Rav Shmuel? It's not the business dealings that the Gizbar is doing. Zu Saw Revias. The Meister Peiros is actually the fourth Saw that we just described. And what's Meister Nesachim, Meshitas Rav Shmuel, LeBeirutzim? That's referring to the Beirutzim, the overflow. What's the overflow? So simply put, all measures in the Beis HaMikdash were gadash. They were overflowing. They were heaping. So anything that actually fell out of the Kli is called Beirutzim. And this extra amount, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the Meister Nesachim. So the Gemara just asks, V'les Leil Rav Chiya bar Yosef LeBeirutzim, where Rav Chiya bar Yosef doesn't hold the Beirutzim, meaning what does he hold is done with the overflow. So Rav Chizki explains, Ma'at Nafal Asaravi is Nafal Beirutzim, according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, again, in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, it's the same exact din. Saravias and Beirutzim are all meant for the same thing. They're all considered Meister Nesachim, and they're all meant for the Klei Sharis. So it turns out the Nafkamina between Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Beirutzim and Saravias is two separate things. One is considered Meister Peiros, and the other is considered Meister Nesachim, and therefore the extra money goes for two separate things. Whereas according to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, it's the same thing, so the money goes for the same thing. Now we're going to explain the last line in the Mishnah where we had said, Zeh v'zeh lo hayu moedim peiros. And remember, the order of the names of the Mishnah of these three opinions is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Chananya Sganu Kehanim. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Nicha. According to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, this last stage of the Mishnah makes sense because according to Rabbi Kiva, Ein mistakin mishal hektish, afla mishal aniyim, they were not allowed to do business with hektish or with money of aniyim. Lefikach, therefore, Zeh v'zeh lo hayu moedim peiros, neither agrees to peiros. And that means that neither Rabbi Chananya Sganu Kehanim nor Rabbi Kiva agreed to this idea of Meister Peiros, because the way Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef explained Rabbi Shmuel's Shita and Meister Peiros is Lishitasai earlier in the Mishnah, that Meister Peiros are these business deals that the Gizbar does on Hektish's behalf in order to make money for him. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Rabbi Kiva and Chananya Sganu Kehanim don't agree to this whole concept, and may Lohim Moedim Peiros, there is no such a thing as Meister Peiros. However, Chavtes Amad Alpha on the top, we have a problem. Atet Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he explains what's Meister Peiros, it's the Saw Revias. Well, then Kasha, we have a problem, because Taninon, this is a Beferish Mishnah, as we had said. What does Mishnah tell us? Amdu Mishalosh, if now the price of flour went up to three Saw per Sela, Yisapik Me'arba, the supplier of Hektish still has to give four Saw per Sela. But with Taninon, the Mishnah had said, Zev Zeh Lohim Moedim Peiros, that both of them don't agree to Peiros. Well, how could they not agree to Peiros? It's a Mishnah Mefurashes that they don't argue with. They agree to that Mishnah. So what does our Mishnah mean when it says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya Sganu Kehanim don't agree to Peiros? And the answer is, Lohim Moedim Peiros, Bekayetz Lamizbeach. It means they argue with Rabbi Shmuel's Pshita in what is done with Meiser Peiros. They agree that there's a concept of Meiser Peiros, but they argue what's done with it. He holds that goes Lekayetz Lamizbeach, and they disagree with that. Avol Moedim Hayu B'Klei Sharis, they do agree with Klei Sharis. That's understanding according to Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain certain nekudas in this part of the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.